This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, hey, welcome to this edition of America Tonight. My, oh my, what a weekend it was. Certainly for the comedians, as Donald Trump now is the sole nominee. I mean, he's got to be the guy, right? For the Republicans, and the jokes are flying right and left. By the way, on the Hillary front, too, as well. Coming up, we're going to talk with Justin Duckham. He's, I believe, in a few minutes in our virtual green room about what the buzz is in D.C. now at this point, and also what's happening lately on the Hill, as we've seen some controversy certainly brewing in North Carolina. States-wise, there is a lot of conversation about transgenders and restrooms. North Carolina with some big decisions to make. Loretta Lynch had something to say about that, the Attorney General. So we'll also talk about that. I think we have Justin Duckham with us, do we? In just a second, we'll have Justin with us, and we'll ask him about that, because I think this is certainly one of the biggest stories in the last couple of weeks anyway, but also the reverberating effects of that story, like I mentioned, on other states and what other states are deciding to do. On a previous show, I mentioned that, when it's a conversation, when wherever you go, people are talking about that. All right, we've got Justin Duckham with us from Washington, D.C., from Talk Media News. Justin, I was just talking about a couple of different things. One, what's happening in North Carolina, and what is the conversation? We're talking about the LGBT community being just completely, of course, outraged by the North Carolina law, the governor standing by that, Pat McCrory, and the conversation that's ensuing as other states decide if they're going to do something similar or not. What are they saying in D.C.?
Well, obviously this is a big legal clash. We had McCrory from North Carolina today filing a lawsuit against the federal government. This was in response to the federal government's order on Wednesday to essentially ensure that this bill does not move forward, and threatening essentially to remove about $1.4 billion in federal education funds if this is not taken care of. And this was under the argument that the controversial bathroom law, the law that says that whoever uses a public restroom has to use one that is designated for their biological sex at birth, has to be followed. That, of course, has led the federal government to say that this is essentially a violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. And in turn, today we also saw the federal government essentially filing a lawsuit formally against North Carolina on the same day that they filed one against the federal government. So, of course, this is getting to be a pretty heated situation, to say the least. In terms of reactions to it, we had the White House standing by it, saying that they see no reason why their order can't move forward despite this lawsuit moving forward. And then, of course, we've also seen some of the reactions from LGBT activists and those within the ACLU and the LGBT rights community, essentially heralding the Justice Department for this, and then just kind of expressing a lot of shock over what exactly North Carolina has done. I actually spoke to one 69-year-old LGBT activist today who said, with all of this that had happened, she doesn't really care, or she does care, but she sends a larger issue over who wins when it comes to this issue, acknowledging essentially that at the end of the day, the state is absolutely going to be affected. The state is going to be, sent into an economic sort of down spiral because of the lost opportunities presented by this. And I think that kind of sums up just a lot of people's attitudes, just the kind of shock that North Carolina would kind of accept the consequences that come with this.
Yeah. Let's jump back into the race and the conversation turning to who the VP candidate is going to be for Donald Trump. Supposedly Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, one of them is distancing himself from that conversation. Who do you think wants it? Is there anybody who really wants to grab it? I guess Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, he seems like it.
Yeah, no, I mean, Chris Christie certainly wants it. You know, he has been named as the sort of transition head, so it looks like he may be out of the running right now, considering his duties are going to be pretty full with that. You know, my personal gut sort of prediction here is that it's going to be Newt Gingrich. You know, Gingrich has been one of the sort of higher-ranking Republicans who've taken sort of a moderate tone when it's come to Trump. He's repeatedly said that the GOP base needs to listen to Trump's ideas. And if you listen to the sort of, you know, checklist that Trump put forward saying essentially that they need somebody who is a, you know, career politician, somebody who can work with Congress to get things done, Newt Gingrich kind of fits that bill almost perfectly.
Yeah, interesting stuff. And, you know, this is kind of the time of year where so much focus still does kind of lend itself toward what's going on with the candidates, but yet there's lawmaking that has to be done still. And, of course, the president's time is winding down. You cover the White House. You cover Washington, D.C. What do you think of all of the initiatives or wish lists of the presidents, whether it's close Guantanamo, the war with illegal immigration? What do you think it is that he wants the most?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I think the Gitmo situation is one that is probably going to stick out. That still is something that will probably tarnish his legacy, considering that was a huge promise that he made during his campaign, something that really spoke to a lot of the sort of progressive base, and one thing that he just wasn't really able to move forward on. He wasn't really able to find enough support in his own party when they had full congressional control to move forward with it. But nevertheless, we're seeing him push forward with that. Beyond that, a lot of it really is just kind of up to the courts at this point. There's obviously reviews going on for the president's immigration plan. There's obviously the fight going on with Merrick Garland and whether or not he's going to be able to take a spot on the high court. But a lot of that really is just sort of, you know, kind of up in the air right now to see where exactly the winds sort of shift in his final days. And, you know, frankly, I'd be kind of, you know, biting my nails if I was the president, considering that there are a lot of sort of last-minute achievements I'm sure he'd like to achieve before leaving office that seem to be just out of sight.
Yeah, boy, crazy stuff. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. And you heard what Justin had to say there. It's interesting about the VP candidates and Newt Gingrich. He's right. If you look at what Trump is saying and what the Republicans are saying, what they're looking for, he does fit the bill. Absolutely. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk more about the bathroom situation, the Tar Heel State filing a lawsuit against the feds. And is this a constitutional crisis? Nathan Tabor is the founder and publisher of conservativebase.com, and the author of the book, The Beast on the East River, the UN Threat to America's Sovereignty and Security. Pat McCrory, the governor, filing the lawsuit, as Justin mentioned, against the Department of Justice, asking a federal court to rule that the so-called bathroom law is not discriminatory. But McCrory has been saying, of course, the feds, baseless and blatant overreach. And this lawsuit came hours before a deadline for the Justice Department that they set for McCrory to say that he would abandon the law. Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General, what'd she have to say? We're going to talk to her and also Nathan Tabor next here on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
While the lawsuit currently seeks declaratory relief, I want to note that we retain the option of curtailing federal funding to the North Carolina Department of Public Safety and the University of North Carolina as this case proceeds.
All right, that's the Attorney General Loretta Lynch. We're talking about the situation in North Carolina and what it means as they file a lawsuit. Pat McCrory, the governor of North Carolina, doing that. And I'll tell you, it's been wild to watch this unfold. Like I said, opinions galore in our mailbag this time around. When we hit the mailbag, wait till you hear what a lot of people had to say. You can always chime in, too, throughout the show, 855-266-5283. Nathan Tabers, the founder and publisher of the conservativebase.com. He's also written a book called The Beast on the East River, The UN Threat to America's Sovereignty and Security. Nathan, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Good to be here with you.
So initially, your reaction, you just heard Loretta Lynch there. You know that McCrory filed this lawsuit against the Department of Justice, asking that a court, you know, rule that its so-called bathroom law is not discriminatory. So where do you think this ends up?
I mean, in my humble opinion, I think it ends up in the Supreme Court. And it's going to define out, you know, what are the civil rights that people have. I have an 11-year-old daughter. Does she have the right to go to the bathroom without having a 50-year-old man who's not a transgender, who just feels like going to a women's restroom? Does he have the right to go into the sports center changing room and take a shower and change his clothes because that's what he wants to do that day?
Yeah, and it's interesting because you're right. You start to look at it through, what about children? What about this? What about that? And I think part of this is that really in sketching it all out, I don't know that, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know that the equation has been flipped over enough. Do you think McCrory is, he's getting a lot of, he's under fire, obviously, from the left. Do you think that he's right when he says, of course, that the federal government is baseless and it's blatant overreach in what's happening here?
I mean, 100%. I mean, when you look at the Charlotte law that was passed and then follow the progression of what the state of North Carolina did and the wording in it, not what the liberal media has reported, but the actual wording, and then what the federal government comes in and says, it makes no logical sense how the federal government has jumped to the civil rights Part 7 and Part 9 of the Civil Rights Law of 1964, McCrory's got it straight on. We are a nation that's supposed to protect everyone's rights, and he's protected the rights of transgenders to go to the bathroom that they so choose, but at the same time, he's also protected the rights of everyone else to the privacy of going to the restroom that they choose.
Yeah, and I agree with you, by the way, too, that this goes all the way to the Supreme Court. There's no question about it. When this first happened, were you stunned or no? You weren't surprised that this is what we're talking about now?
No, because, I mean, this is just, to me, if you look historically over the last 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years back to prayer being taken out of school and Roe v. Wade, this is just another step in the progression of liberals, you know, pushing that we're open-minded and we're tolerant, except anyone who disagrees with us, and then they're closed-minded bigots.
Yeah, boy, that is true. Yeah.
You know, you look at, sort of not bringing this into not the bathroom walls, but pedophiles have been listed in the American, I have my degrees in psychology, has been listed in the AP American Psychologicals as, you know, a mental disorder. But a few years ago, it was reclassified to be genetic. So what, you know, you go back 50 years ago, homosexuals were also defined as mental disorder, and then it was classified in the 70s as genetic. So we're in a progression. This has nothing to do with bathroom laws, but we're in a progression here of in a state of continually pushing the boundary on what is accepted by society.
Yeah, you said that well. We are definitely there on the precipice of it. There's no question. Nathan Tabor, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
God bless. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So you heard what Nathan had to say. What do you think? Do you agree? Do you, when you look at this, what do you think? Where do you think we're headed? 855-266-5283. Let me give you a little background on this. We knew that Monday was the deadline, was the drop-dead deadline for the governor. And McCrory said, I'm not going to publicly announce that something discriminates, which is agreeing with this letter, because we're talking about a letter in which they're trying to define gender identity. There is no clear identification or definition of gender identity. It's the federal government being a bully. He said he was told he could only get more time if he publicly called for the bathroom law, if he publicly called it discriminatory, because he said he was going to speak to the media about the issue. He said he planned to respond Monday to the Justice Department's letter over the weekend. He had asked the feds to push back the unrealistic deadline, but they wouldn't give him more time unless he said it was discriminatory. You know, so basically they said, yes, absolutely. You go on all the shows or you announce it and we can put it in the paper that you say this is discriminatory, and then we'll give you more time. So he said, no, forget it. He said, it's a fugazi, basically. Let's just interpret it that way. And now, this House Bill 2 that Justice has violated federal civil rights law is going to be at the center, already has been, is at the center of controversy. And it's interesting because today I was reading something, you know, Caitlyn Jenner is going to pose nude on the cover of Sports Illustrated with the decathlon gold medal. And Franklin Graham said that Caitlyn Jenner, that this whole thing is moral bankruptcy. He said, what happens when you remove biblical standards and leadership from a country. Moral bankruptcy, that's what. Graham wrote that in a Facebook post, by the way, on Monday. And he says, headlines every day reveal what a sad state we're in. And he talked about the fact that Caitlyn Jenner would be on the cover of Sports Illustrated, draped only in an Olympic gold medal and an American flag. And he said, he went on in his post to say, you know, when you look at that, there's just a lot wrong with that picture, is what he said. The New York Times published a story asking, should prostitution be a crime? He said, because someone full decriminalization of consensual sex work. And so he went on to talk about his reasons why he thinks that we're a morally bankrupt society. And the situation in North Carolina has absolutely pushed that line. Like, where are we on that line? And where should we be? I mean, should it be, look, embrace differences, which I agree with embracing differences, but there's just a few creature comforts, we'll say, and some areas to the point of what Tabor said, his daughter, he gave, giving you the example of a young daughter and what that personifies. Not somebody coming to a classroom and speaking to somebody about being open-minded and they're different people in different ways and da-da-da-da-da, meaning, oh my gosh, why should that be? Why should that be foisted out there? Some of you might share that point of view and some of you might not. Pretty much, I got to tell you, I was surprised by the mail, which was a little 50-50-ish for the first time in a very long time. Some supporting the bathroom law and some saying it's outrageous. So not all one way. You know, I say constantly here on America Tonight, I don't care if you swing left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, or you're just sick of it all, or you're jumping parties like Mary Matlin, longtime Republican, helped the Bushes, etc., said she just can't go along with this Republican crowd, some of it, this Republican crowd, so she's a libertarian. So we have seen longtime Republicans change. We have seen Democrats make a change, too, as well. All right, one of my favorite guests, because he pulls no punches, Dan Perkins is going to join us coming up here in just a moment and talk about London and the fact that they elected a Muslim mayor and what does that mean. Kate D, hanging with all of you across this great nation.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Wow, we just got done talking about North Carolina, an exploding mailbox, let me tell you. We'll hit the mailbag segment before we jam out of this hour. But always a pleasure to have on this show one of my faves, Dan Perkins. He is an Islamic historian, that's a good way to put it, terrorism analyst and contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, TheHill.com, and of course, he has written the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, and that centers, by the way, just in case you haven't picked it up yet, 1, 2, 3 trilogy, centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the U.S. Dan, how are you? Thanks for coming on with us.
Always a pleasure to be on with you, dear lady.
London electing their first Muslim mayor. Wow. And now they're talking about what does that ultimately mean for London. London Bridge is falling down, Dan. That's all I can think of. It was going through my head today when I saw that, when I saw your post, okay. Actually. So what do you think? What does it mean?
If you look at the photograph after the election result, the new mayor was standing in front of a crowd, and to his immediate right was a woman holding a sign that said, I'm quoting now from the sign, Sharia is coming to the UK.
Wow. Wow. Sharia law.
Yeah. It's coming to the UK. You can go Google that if you don't believe me. But, you know, it's an amazing an amazing situation. You know, who would have thought in all the turmoil with all of the, whether you call it migration or whether you call it a crusade or whether you call it refugees or whatever it is, with all the problems that are going on in Europe, with the Muslim population coming in droves, that London, my favorite city, would elect a Muslim as its mayor. And then we have, about 20 miles from where I am at the moment, the astute mayor of New York City, who immediately complimented this new mayor, even though he has considerably less power than the mayor of New York or of any major city in the United States. But the symbolism of electing the first Muslim as a leader for the old world, if you would.
Yeah, and Sharia law. And Sharia law, you know, the sign that you saw that said Sharia law. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. I mean, really, do you honestly think Sharia law is coming to London?
If Kate, if you really understand that the mission of the Muslim faith is either to convert the world or to kill the world. If you're not a believer, you're an infidel. And according to the controlling documents, as I call them, the Sharia law and the Quran, if you are an infidel, you either convert or you have to die. Those are the only two choices. And when Muhammad sent his followers out to the world, it was for the purposes of conquering the world. So if you look at what's going on and in Europe in such a relative short period of time, Kate, less than 2 years, we have an example, and you and I have talked about this on more than one occasion before, but I believe it's still true. We're looking at what the impact of political correctness has done to many nations in Central and Western Europe. And as a result, they don't know how to deal with all of the immigration, the flood of people. Here are a group of nations. You know, it's ironic, Kate. On Friday, John Kerry was at a commencement. And he said in his commencement address, we're going to have to get used to a world with no borders. No borders. And I look at what happened 25 years ago when they put together the European Union. And at the time, it was a dream that we could have 29 nations where you could travel anywhere within those nations with one passport. And when we did that, when they did that, they made a decision that they were going to allow all these people to come in from all over the world, and they were going to not require any assimilation within the culture. And so what we have is we virtually have, and I've written about this, by the way, I've added another blog, and that's Clash Daily, so I'm up to four. But the problem is that we have all of these states who have now, you have, in essence, for example, in France, about 13% of the population of France is Muslim. But not really. It's 13% of the population of the people living in France are in a Muslim state. They're not in France. And the other 87% of the French people are living in the state of France. So as we've added these no-go zones, these ghettos, which is where the people came from who attacked in Brussels, that came from the Islamic no-go ghetto. There are no-go zones in almost every major European city, including London. And clearly you can read many, many recounts over the last several years of outright intimidation by Muslims in various communities in London to the Brits who were there about how they're reacting to supplying cigarettes or alcohol to their children, or the way their wives dressed or the girls dressed. It's been there, and now we have a bunch of nations who had no borders, desperately trying to figure out ways to put out borders to keep people from coming in.
Wow.
We've come full circle, Kate.
We have come full circle. So for people listening to us, and there are a lot of them tonight across the nation who are hearing you, Dan, maybe some of them for the first time, I hope not, because we've had you on a bunch, and I think you're terrific. What should they be concerned about here in the U.S. as they see what's now happened in London?
As always, great question. This is probably going to be an answer you're not expecting. What should they be concerned about? More than anything else, Kate, they need to be concerned about where the American economy is going. And I'm going to give you some rationale. In the almost 8 years that Obama has been president, so a couple of things, three things have happened that are important, because they become a precursor for what is the answer to your question. Number one, we have right now, as of last Friday, 94.4 million Americans who are either out of work, have lost their jobs and taking part-time work, and they've run out of unemployment benefits. So we have functionally about 94.4 million Americans who are not functionally employed and they can support themselves, number one.
Right, right.
Number two, in the time that Obama has president, he's created 8.7 million new jobs. But in the same period of time, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, America's lost 14.8 million jobs. So we've lost almost 6 million net jobs. And the last piece is the employee participation rate, which is 62.7, which is the lowest almost since they've been keeping records. Why are those three facts important? When you have a population that sees no progress, does not see their income going up, they see costs going up, and they're looking for something to do, especially young people who have very high unemployment rates, they become susceptible, Kate, to the recruitment of radical Islamic Muslims. And I think that our economy, you know, we're talking right now, Kate, in Washington, D.C., about whether or not we should bail out Puerto Rico.
Right.
Puerto Rico has a debt-to-GDP ratio, meaning all of the money they owe versus all the money their economy produces. The GDP ratio, debt-to-ratio in Puerto Rico is 68%.
Mm.
Now, they're saying they're virtually bankrupt, okay? The debt-to-GDP ratio of the United States government is 104. So we're worse off as a country than Puerto Rico, which is on the verge of bankruptcy. My point is that we are incredibly susceptible as a population of people who are looking for hope and ripe for Muslims to come in and recruit the young people and even other people. And I think that that's what's going on, what happened in London. 40% of the population of the city of London are not from the UK. They're from all over the world.
Yeah, I
and
agree
so,
with you.
So what do we have to worry about? We have to worry about employment.
That.
Because if people don't have jobs,
what are they doing?
They're going to be very susceptible.
Yep, they're going to be susceptible to it. Dan Perkins, as always, fabulous. Thanks for joining us. Stay with us, everyone.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Of this show already. Wow. Flew by. Bam, bam, bam. If you want to sound off on London, just hearing Dan Perkins, boy, oh, boy, does that make the hair on your arm stand up? He's right where he nails it. See, I mean, this is a guy who puts a lot of thought into it. He's not a fearmonger. He's telling you, as somebody who has studied what's gone on, and we have seen this ourselves, the problem is, again, the discouragement, the lack of something to do, the lack of any kind of an economic well-being for so many young people. And he's right, they're ripe to be recruited, which we've seen from ISIS, and we certainly know that. Al-Qaeda, same thing. I mean, why are we seeing that happen, and especially in areas like in London where they have terrible pockets of problems, and in France, certainly, we also have witnessed the very, very same thing. So we're going to go to the mailbag in a moment, but first let's go to Dan listening in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Well, our man said it just exactly right. The same thing I've been warning about. We're going to have a Muslim takeover with the next downturn, and Obama's working towards doing that right now. And this LGBT routine that they got going, this is just a bunch of perverts that they press the button on just a little bit further, a little bit further. Everything Obama and his administration does is to destroy the United States of America and put us down. He's got this chip on his shoulder that the blacks in this country deserve more, blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, he doesn't do anything for them.
You know, it's interesting because we've had lots and lots of black conservatives on this show to talk about that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these are smart people.
Right, right. And that's what they say. I mean, some of them are Harvard educated. They're educated in all different degrees and walks of life.
Well,
as
you know, I'm pro-black. I mean.
Yeah, you've said that. But when you say that, then people say, yeah, right, right? Some people.
Well, I cannot bring out my fight. But I'm going to raise a little caution with you. This routine that's going on in Europe, this is not migration. This is invasion. These people are coming with the purpose of taking over Europe, just like they tried to do thousands of times before. We once had a war in Europe that the croissant sandwich was made because they defeated the Muslim attempts to take over an entire country. And at the end of it, they celebrated by producing bread in the shape of croissants. That's how the croissant came to be. The same moon that the Muslims have is their crescent moon in their flag. That was the reason for the creation of the croissant, a celebration that they defeated the Muslims. And this has happened time and time again. Well, they've gone from doing the invasion with the guns to invasions of masses of people. And this is a worldwide attempt to take over the world. And we're going to be absolutely, just like he said, in dire, dire straits very soon because Obama plans for our stock market to crash and all of us to become people that are desperately seeking a way out, an answer. And I'm telling you, girl, you're going to wind up wearing a burqa before you know it. Unless it's after you do the walk of shame.
I knew you were going to throw that in there. You are hilarious.
Yes, I am.
It is scary. It is scary times. There's no question about that.
I love you, and I love this country, and I don't want to see it go the way Europe is. England has decided to maybe get rid of the European Union. Will they be good to do that? England has got Canada to fall back on as part of its last remnant of the great empire that England once had. But that's it. I mean, Australia, they're kind of still there, but they're being invaded by the Muslims as well. And now you've got the mayor of London, a Muslim. Listen, this is just a precursor of what's coming. Sharia law, courts that only Muslims can gain rights in. The rest of us are just out the creek. This is the end times that it talks about in the Bible. This kind of stuff is going to start happening. We're going to have wars in this country, revolutions before this presidential election is over, because Obama's going to pit one group of people against another, and the passions are going to flow. And this LGBT crap, that's just one more of his little routines of trying to stir the pot.
I hear someone in the background. I love that. Stir the pot, Dan says. Thanks, Dan. I think that's the son. I'll tell you, it is very discouraging at times with what we're seeing, and I would hate that American spirit to be quelled. And as much as I just absolutely cannot agree with, we have to throw every Muslim out, and it's all about that. Anybody radicalized, any situation that we see has to be stomped out. That's why there are so many people that are invaluable to us that speak Farsi that are putting themselves in situations where they can nail the so-called perpetrators before anything gets started. And believe me, that's happened so many times more than you know. That's the way to do it. But we have to be diligent about that and be supportive of those who do it. All right, let's do an abbreviated version of the mailbag. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Frank. He says, Kate, nothing makes me more upset than to hear all this nonsense coming out of North Carolina. You know, normally I'm a very open-minded person. I say to each his own. I don't care about Caitlyn Jenner. I don't care about somebody changing their sex. I don't care about any of that. But why do we have to have this bathroom rigmarole? And I think of it as I have three young daughters. I don't care if they know stories or find things out as they grow, but can they not just be kids and go to a restroom that has a woman on it, a little girl on it that says female? It makes no sense to me whatsoever that we have to waste precious time and legal resources over this ridiculousness. All right, this one is from Joe. Joe says, as a friend to somebody who just has gone through the transformation, it has transformed my heart. I am all male all the time, Miss Delaney, but I cannot abide by discriminating against people because they can't help what's inside of them due to a chromosome defect and something that lurks beneath the skin that makes so many want to just kill themselves. Then they go through the process, have some people hopefully supportive around them, and that then get bombarded by others who just want to stamp their discriminatory ways on the foreheads of people who cannot help the way that they need to be and the way they feel. Just do you. Yeah, there's a new thing, hashtag you do you. I'm going to try to rifle in a few more. Here's one from Jules, who says, rock on to those people who have switched their sex and want to be able to just use the bathroom of their choice. North Carolina can stuff it. I'll never smoke any tobacco from that state. How about this one from Bob? Wow, where have we gone as a country? Can't we just all have the same bathrooms we had before? Do we have to constantly rip up and change everything? Talk to me in 30 years. Maybe it's a different story, but this is just completely asinine to me. I don't even understand what the fight's about, to be honest with you. So now there's a lawsuit, probably goes to the Supreme Court, means that you and I have to be concerned because our taxpayer dollars are paying for the conversation at the courthouse. All right, quickly, two more. Cliff says, thumbs down to North Carolina. What a prejudiced bunch of tar hoots. And that, see, it was so mixed. It's crazy. This one from Chris. Why, oh, why do we have to deal with this? Why? Why can't people use the correct restrooms? It makes no sense. What about everybody else's constitutional rights? We're not going to settle it in a few minutes here on America Tonight. If you have some thoughts, send it to me, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.